G'day and welcome to Partakers. Welcome also to Monday and our Think Spot together. I wonder what your last week was like. I know for me it was full of trial and yet with a deep-seated trust that God was in control, despite the events and discouragements I was undergoing. So whether it was a week for you to forget or a week for you to remember, we now enter together a new week. Last week we thought about trusting God in all circumstances. One of the natural outcomes of trusting God is joy, often an unspeakable joy that bubbles within, a joy resulting from overcoming all that life throws at you and overcoming those hurdles. It involves taking a daily commitment to follow Jesus Christ and not just as a one-off. It takes commitment, not comfort, to throw off hindrances and barriers. True joy results from being willing to allow the Holy Spirit to work in you, transforming you into the image of Jesus Christ, to the praise and glory of God the Father. All of these things being done daily in your life lead to what I am convinced is the key to the reality of a successful Christian life. That key being joy. And as we grow closer to Jesus, living in peace, trust, and obedience, then our spiritual lives will become our natural life. And our natural life will become our spiritual life. Joy will abound and shine a light, giving people a reason to ask, where do you get your joyous hope from? And then we can share Jesus as the source of joy. A joy that is anticipatory, expectant, and true. Joy comes from putting Jesus first, others next, and then yourself. Go practice it this week. You can show this joy by singing, laughing, smiling, shouting praises to God, lifting hands in worship, and crying. But that is only the external part of joy. True joy also incorporates an internal joy. Real joy is when you can believe in the mountaintop, even when you are in the deepest valley. Abundant joy is being surrounded by darkness and still believing in the light. Anticipatory joy is when, amidst total confusion, you still believe that God has a plan of love for you. It was this type of joy that Jesus had when in the garden praying on the night before he was betrayed. Filled with mixed emotions and anguish, he said, "But not my will, but yours, Father." And as sons and daughters of God, we have many reasons to be full of joy. Yet how often we forget. Here are some reasons. Psalm 51. Oh, give me back my joy again. You have broken me. Now let me rejoice. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you. Or Jeremiah 15 verse 16, when I discovered your words, I devoured them. Your words are my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God of heaven's armies. Or Luke 15 verse 8 to 10, Jesus speaking, or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp and sweep the entire house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she will call in her friends and neighbors and say, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost coin." In the same way, there is joy in the presence of God's angels when even one sinner repents. And 1 Peter 1 verse 8 to 9. You love Jesus Christ even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your souls. Do you desire to be overflowing with joy today and this week? Go into this week with a joy that is anticipating and expectant. Do you need to hand over to Jesus a particular area of your life where Jesus does not fully reign and have control? I pray that the Father, God the Father, will reveal more of himself to you as you daily seek his face, overcoming all hindrances to living a successful and joyful Christian life. May the Holy Spirit, who lives within you if you are a Christian, continue to transform you into the image of the Son, Jesus Christ, and live a life to the praise and glory of God the Father. Amen.